Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, precious saints of God, and welcome to another Man from Heaven broadcast. I hope you're all doing well. As for me, extremely excited about finishing this series entitled Prayer Meeting Group Request. Prayer Meeting Group Request. What is the request? What is the one thing everyone's asking for in this particular prayer meeting? Well, it's membership increase. Membership increase. Our scripture text is Ezekiel 36, verses 37 and 38. Let us read, "Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel, to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feast. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord." Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we praise your wonderful name. We thank you, Lord, because Blog Talk Radio is back up online. And I am able to finish this series because it is so. I thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, bless us as we look at this very important portion of the text. Lord, bless us. Bring joy to our hearts. Give us faith to believe you to do the impossible. Give us faith to believe that you're still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Give us the faith to believe that there's nothing too hard for you. Give us the faith to believe everything described in Scripture that you are able to do, which is exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Bless us, Lord. Holy Spirit, precious Holy Spirit, how we call on you right now to lead us and guide us to biblical truth. Oh, Holy Spirit, how we appreciate your ministry among us, the great comforter whom Jesus said will come and shall lead you and guide you to all truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here today. We confess our sins to you, O God. We come before you, O Lord, laying before your very eyes everything that displeases you. O God, cancel our sins out by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Give us access into your presence, that we may boldly come to the throne of grace. Bless us, O God. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, this is a very important series. And what makes it so important is the final part of the text. It says in verse 38 of chapter 36, the last portion says this: so shall the waste cities. Another term for waste cities is ghost towns. You know, you look at St. Johnsville, as I have. I've become very familiar with St. Johnsville as I have walked the streets of the village. And on some streets, there may be even 3 to 4 abandoned homes. Homes that have been foreclosed on, homes that are dilapidated, homes that are empty, have no life in them, have no citizens living in them. There are portions of St. Johnsville, as there are portions of Fort Plain. There's even portions of Little Falls. There's portions of Dodgeville cities. There are streets which look like ghost towns. So this is what God says. When he pledges to bring a revival, he says, so shall the waste cities be filled yet again. With what? With flocks of men. Lots of people. Lots of people will traffic up and down the streets, the avenues, the roads, the streets of St. Johnsville like flocks of men. And by this you shall know that I am the Lord. In other words, God is going to prove himself. He's got to prove himself. He wants people to know that he is whom? The Lord. Now, look at verse 37. Look at the top of verse 37. Look at the beginning of verse 37. It begins with, thus saith the Lord God. Look at the word Lord. It's capital L, but it's a lowercase O, a lowercase R, or lowercase D. Only the L in the word or in the noun Lord is capitalized. Only the L. All the other letters are lowercase. But then look at the end of verse 38. Look at the last word in verse 38. There you have the word Lord again. But here the word Lord is capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's a major difference. Lord in verse 37 is Adonai, the head of the church, the boss, if you will, the one who makes all the decisions as to what will happen. That's Adonai. But then in verse 38, he also calls himself, I am Yahweh, capital L-O-R-D, all caps. That means that he is what? The finisher. In verse 37, he's the one that initiates things. He's the one who gets things started. He's the one who gets the ball rolling. And he hangs around till the end to make sure that the work is complete. He starts the revival. He ends the revival. He starts out by making a promise. He hangs around to fulfill the promise and see it come to pass. We start out by understanding in verse 37 that our numbers are diminished. Our numbers are diminished. Indeed, they are. Look at our church on Sunday. If you were sitting in the pews on Sunday, and if you decided just to turn around and to see who's in the church, we're empty. We are actually empty on Sundays. We have more people. Listen, we have lots of people, and I have to admit, I've been told this. Several people have told me this. I don't know how true it is. I suspect it is true. I'm not doubting that these people are just saying it to lie to us. But I've been told by several individuals who live in St. Johnsville, in fact, who live very close to our church, and they tell me, and they've told me, and they've told me numerous times, that our church is the one that's mostly attended. Out of all the churches in St. Johnsville, our church has the most attendance. I've been told that by some very serious people. That said, when you look around on Sunday morning, there are so many empty pews, 20 Center Street. That's the facts. The facts don't lie. We have more people missing than present. If let's say we have a great Sunday and we have 60 people present, well, the sanctuary holds 250. That means that there are 190 people missing. And listen, we're thankful. We are thankful for the 60. We're not ungrateful. We're not saying that's nothing. No, we're praising the Lord for the 60. But the reality is that if the building holds, if the sanctuary holds 250 people and we have 60, it really means that there's 190 missing. Well, this is why we need the Lord to show up. Not just God who will start the revival, the God who will see it through. Not just Adonai, but also Yahweh. He's both Adonai and Yahweh. Adonai gets things started. Adonai gives the command. Things begin to happen. Things begin to move and shake. But in the end, it's Yahweh who does what? Who closes the deal. Have you ever bought a home? I'm sure some of you listening to me right now live in a home that you purchased. Now remember, you signed a contract when you first decided to buy this home. You signed a contract, but it wasn't yours until the day of closing. Until the day of closing. Oh, you had a contract. Oh, you were excited that you were moving. Oh, you were packing things and you were getting ready for the big move. But it wasn't a done deal until the day of closing. Well, we have a closer. We have someone who's going to complete the deal. We have someone who's going to make it happen and see that it does to completion. And it's the same Lord who starts the revival, is the one who ends the revival, the one who says, I will increase them with men like a flock in verse 37. This is his declaration. I will increase my church with men like a flock. But it's not just church. He also wants to fill in all the empty spaces on all the empty streets in St. Johnsville. He says, I will take the waste cities. I will take those streets that are like ghost towns, those streets that have homes when nobody lives in them. I will repopulate those streets. And by this, St. Johnsville will know that there is a God who speaks, who declares, and who makes things happen. By this they shall know that I indeed am the closer. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. That's what the book of Hebrews says. And this is why I was so desperate to do this fifth and final installment, because I didn't want us to miss that little nugget of truth that the name Lord in verse 37 is different from the name Lord in verse 38, that one intimates that he's the author, he's the initiator of all good things. But then the other name, the other noun, tells us that he's the one who sees it all the way through the end. Whatever he starts, he pledges to finish. God said to Moses, Moses, when you go to Egypt and you confront Pharaoh, it's going to be a long, drawn-out battle. But Moses, I want you to know, I will be with you every step of the way. And even when they came out of Egypt, remember when the children of Israel came out of Egypt and they were parked right there in front of the Red Sea? What happened? Well, Pharaoh decided that he had made a mistake in letting the people go. He said, you know what? That was stupid of me to let them go. I'm going to go get them back. I'm going to bring them back and enslave them again, after he initially let them go. And the people started to cry and they started to complain because they saw Pharaoh and his charioteers coming to enslave them once again. And Moses says, don't worry. We'll be liberated for sure. From this day forward, you will never see these Egyptians again. God's going to handle them once and for all. God's going to make them regret that they regretted letting you go. And soon enough, as soon as Pharaoh came, God put a block in front of him, prevented him from enslaving the people, and then with a blast of God's nostrils, using poetic language, the sea was parted, and the children of Israel walked on dry ground. You see, if God had just led them to the Red Sea, that wouldn't be enough. Pharaoh repented of having let them go, and he was going to go fetch them again and put them in shackles and chains and bring them back. And God said to Moses, oh, no, Moses, don't worry. I'll finish what I started there at the burning bush when I called you, when I summoned you at the burning bush. I will finish it by bringing the people back to the mountain of God. So whatever God starts, he pledges to finish. So our prayer meeting group request. Now, we have many requests, and our prayer meeting is tonight. And I can't wait for our prayer meeting at 6:50 p.m. We got the music going for 10 minutes. I've already bumped into Sister Shirley Shannon, and she told me, Pastor, I'm going to be playing tonight. Sister Shirley's going to be playing at the prayer meeting tonight. As I was going to pray today at 12 noon, there she was coming out of her granddaughter's house, and we talked a little bit. And so it's going to be an awesome prayer meeting. It's going to be an amazing prayer meeting. Some of our prayer meetings, we have numerous petitions. In other prayer meetings, God leads us just to pray for one thing. Well, here in Ezekiel 37 and 38, those two verses in chapter 36, there was one request. Lord, bump up our membership. Give us an increase of men like a flock of sheep. And my brothers and sisters, God is not a man that he should lie, and he shall fulfill his word. See you tonight at 6:50. Don't forget to read your chapter in the book, The Power of Prayer. Be ready tonight. Have pen and paper available to take notes. and pray for Sister Linda Hart that the Lord would use her mightily, and pray for every person that is designated to pray, that they may pray being led by the Holy Spirit. May God bless you and keep you, saints, until this evening when we meet again for prayer.
To trust.